So I'm here with Rose Hartzell, and she just recently graduated from UW-Madison. We're sitting in her apartment. It's May 31st, 2002. It's about 5 o'clock. And I guess we'll just start off with just really basic background information. You told me you're from Germantown, Wisconsin. Is that where you were born?
I was born in Milwaukee,
which
is like the city.
Right there.
at St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay. And then your family moved to Germantown?
I was born in Milwaukee. That was the hospital, but I've always lived in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. And you have one sister?
Mm-hmm.
And she is 26?
Right.
And she's living in California?
Right. San Diego.
Okay. And how long ago did she move there?
Just this year.
Oh, really?
In August.
Did you go to meet her? Or
there? I went there for spring break.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. How is she doing?
She's doing good. She doesn't really like her job, though. She's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, first years really have a hard time out there.
Yeah.
So.
Did she just recently graduate from law school?
Yeah. And they fired one of the people that she's working with. And so she's doing the work of, there's two people doing the work of three people where she works, so it sucks.
Yeesh. And your parents obviously still live in Germantown.
Mm-hmm.
And you said your dad's a writer for the AP.
Correct.
And what does your mom do?
She used to be a teacher at MPS, which is the Milwaukee Public School System.
Okay.
But now she's retired.
Okay.
She's 7 years older than my dad, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding. Okay. So where did you go to, just name your primary and your secondary schools?
Well, I went to preschool, and then I went to preschool and kindergarten at the same time. I went to kindergarten and grade school at St. Mary's in Menominee Falls. It's like a suburb next door.
Okay.
It's a private Catholic school.
Okay. And then, was that also high school? Or?
No, and then I went to Germantown High School.
Okay, and how was that going? Because that's a public school, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it actually was really good. Like, private school was really good academically, like, I remember going to high school and, like, even senior year of high school, like, stuff I did in eighth grade was way harder.
No kidding.
But, socially, there's lots of rich, snotty kids and a lot of cliques.
Mm-hmm.
So going to high school with so many different people was nice because it got to be more of a social thing for me.
So there are people from different income levels?
Right, different weight, like... My first friend that I made my freshman year was gay.
No kidding.
I didn't even know like they existed. Like I'd heard about them, like in books and everything. But it was just, I don't know, really eye opening to be somewhere with all different kinds of people instead of the same white middle class.
Yeah.
Upper class and whatever. So.
Yeah. Were there different races there too, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine you didn't encounter much of that at your Catholic
school. No, I actually didn't encounter any of it.
Yeah.
So it was really, I mean, it was so neat to just have more variety of people.
Yeah. So when did you first get interested in dance?
Well, I've always taken dance. Like, I started when I was 3.
Yeah.
And I actually hated it when I was little. Like, my mom made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to high school, I was more into sports, per se. But I still did dance or whatever, and then my sister made, like, the pom-pom squad, and then she got really involved, and she was captain and everything. So I started going to, like, competitions, like, all over the nation, and just to watch her.
Yeah.
And so then I started to be like, well, maybe this dance thing could, like, take me somewhere, you know? Like, so then I really started to get involved in dance when I was in high school, because I joined Poms, too.
And Poms is, like, kind of like a dance.
It's, like, basically, it is dance. You just hold palms.
Okay. So it's kind of like cheerleading, but more dance.
Right. Yeah. Right, and it used to even be more like drill, but it's not. Okay. I think it's more like dance than it is like drill, which is just like sharp, like V and airplane and, I don't know, inverted V. So.
Okay.
And then, so I started getting interested in high school, and then when I came to college, I wasn't even thinking that was going to be my main major.
Yeah.
I just knew that I wanted to keep doing it, and it turned out to be my major. So
did you have any idea, like, when you first came to college, what you were, I mean, apart from dance, what kinds of things you wanted to look into, take classes for?
I was thinking education. Okay. I knew for sure I wanted to do dance, like something with dance.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking education because my mom was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so nice to see her have summers off. I know that sounds dumb, but like, it was totally
sense.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I could have my summers off. I could be with kids all day. And I've always felt my mom is younger than she really is because she's around kids so much. So she's kind of up to date on things or whatever. And I thought,
yeah.
Well, that would be nice to be with younger people all the time.
Yeah.
But I really, no offense to any education people that hear this, but I really don't like the education department in this university.
Not really.
No, personalities just didn't clash, or they clashed. So
yeah.
I searched for something else.
Yeah. So how long did you spend in the education department then?
Like a year.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
And then I got really interested in dietetics.
Okay.
So I was a dietetics and dance major for a while. And then I took chemistry, and that was the end of the dietetics major.
No kidding.
I really don't like science that much.
Yeah.
I don't mind math or any other, like, reading, blah, 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 but
yeah.
Science, no. And that sucked. So
how long was the dietetics?
Like a year.
Yeah. So that'll carry you through to like your sophomore or junior year.
It was my junior year.
Yeah.
And my junior year, I came and I had no clue. I was like, what am I doing? All I know is I want to do dance. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm a junior. I don't have a major. What's going on? And then I took a women's studies class.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, it just really, like, I was anorexic for a really long time, and
mm-hmm.
I just had, like, I had boy issues, like, I was raped, and, like, I had all these issues that I was dealing with, and this women's studies totally, like, opened my eyes up to things,
yeah.
And completely changed me into a different person, and I was like, well, this is what I want to do. So then I was going to be a women's studies major, but it ended up being that I would rather go to grad school and get out of undergrad and do something more so with that for graduate school. So I ended up just getting a certificate
okay.
in women's studies and then majoring in dance since I had all these credits for dance because I
yeah.
knew that's one thing I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. Do you think the dance ever related to your anorexia?
I think it, like, directly related.
Yeah.
Maybe not completely, but it was actually a teacher in Minneapolis that I had that, like, kind of got me on track, like, teaching me how to, I don't know, to, not like, it's not like you teach someone to be anorexic, but kind of, like, encouraging it, so.
Really? In what way?
Like, she literally took me food shopping and
no kidding.
Took me out to eat and, like, showed me what to order on the menu and
wow.
It was, like, that blatant, so.
Was she a dance? She was a dance mm-hmm. teacher?
She was a Pilates instructor.
No kidding.
Pilates is, I don't know if
mm-hmm.
you know what it is, but you probably do.
Well,
no,
it'd be good
not.
To explain it. Yeah.
It's kind of like a total body conditioning system. A lot of dancers use it.
Yeah.
It's my cell phone.
I can pause it. Okay, so you were talking about Pilates.
Yeah.
You're describing
it. It's basically to help lengthen and strengthen your whole body, like especially your core, which is like kind of like your abdominals, but it's even like more inner than that. Kind of like the inner muscles of
yeah.
your abdominals.
Okay. So that's interesting because I have often thought of ballet being so connected with this emphasis on being thin and I guess a lot of the more current, what I would consider Pilates a more current,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of dance related thing. And it's interesting that this person was probably, you know, somebody who really emphasized being thin. So how long did that last for you?
It was like 2 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Not totally that long, but maybe like 1.5.
And how old were you at the time?
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So let's see. 21. It was like when I was 19 and 20.
Yeah. So really recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think contributed to you being able to move beyond it?
The women's studies.
Yeah.
That and, like, I started to get really involved in church and everything, and it just helped me to see, like, that, like, there's so much more to life.
Yeah.
Than that.
Yeah. Now, it's a really difficult subject, but you also mentioned that part of this was your being raped, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult for me to say, but I don't want to just glide over that.
Uh-huh.
So you were kind of combining all of this together.
Yeah.
And that women's studies really helped you.
Right. Because I think, even though it was partly dance related, I think rape victims often, like, feel like they're not in control of their body and, like, they want to control their body. Mm-hmm. It's, like, studies have been shown that a lot of times, like, they either are compulsive overeaters because they just don't want their body to exist or, like, whatever, so.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've dealt a lot, you know, with dealing, you know, thinking about this, and that's really amazing. So, I guess, what has your dance experience been like here at Madison then, just in terms of, have you enjoyed the classes, and have you enjoyed what the professors have been teaching you, and just their style, and, I mean, do you feel like you've grown?
I have grown, with ballet, especially.
Yeah.
When I came to college, I've had lots of jazz training, because Palms is very much like jazz, and that was my main interest. Like, I took ballet, but it was, like, not something I was interested in at all, but at the department, we've had different ballet instructors every year, which kind of is frustrating. Mm-hmm. But because of that, I've been influenced by so many different people, and they've all been really good, so I feel like I've grown in that sense. In modern, I've also grown a lot. We kind of have a weird department.
Oh, really?
I don't know. It's more of, like, the emphasis is on the thinking dancer. It's changing. Everything's changing this year. They're designing a whole new curriculum for the dance majors, but the one that I had to go through, we had to take a lot of movement analysis, movement fundamentals, and it's a lot of just, like, thinking about movement, which for someone that likes to, like, dance, like, all the time, and that's what they want to do, it's, like, almost, like, why am I learning this? Is this going to help me? Like, wouldn't dancing help me be a better dancer instead of, like, talking about it and, like, every little movement, analyzing, like, where it comes from, and which is good, but it was really frustrating to have so many classes that dealt with that.
Yeah. What percentage of your classes would you say was consumed by this movement analysis?
My freshman year, I had to take movement analysis. Then, second semester, we had to take rhythmic fundamentals, which is another thing is I would say probably at least one class a semester, at least.
Okay.
My whole 4 years.
Yeah, that's significant.
So, I don't know what percentage that is, but a lot. Yeah. And another emphasis that was really frustrating was rhythm. Which I was in a marching band here, and, like, obviously I know my rhythm, and we had to take two classes of it, which is, like, I don't know, even for people that don't know rhythm, I don't think we needed two whole semesters dedicated to it.
Yeah, that's interesting. So when you were actually in, an actual dance class, as opposed to something that was more, or would they consider these movement analysis, like, kind of a... I mean, I don't really know exactly how to lump these. I mean, I think of, like, technique classes.
Intellectual dance classes, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. So.
In technique class, I had some really good teachers.
Okay.
Like, for instance, this semester, I had Barbara Grubel. She danced with, like, Paul Taylor, Douglas Dunn, Ralph Lamon.
Yeah.
A lot of famous people in New York. And I've also danced with Chao Ping. Who's also, Li Chaoping is also really a famous modern dancer and choreographer, and her husband, Douglas Rosenberg, they do lots of work all over the nation, too.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned to me earlier that you're considering going into massage school for a year.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that was encouraged by the dance department, or did you just kind of, you know, were encouraged in other ways to do that, or when did you decide to do that, really?
Well, when I actually danced in Minneapolis for a while, too.
That's right.
And when I was there, one of the instructors I had, you know, really encouraged us to go get massages. She's like, you're dancing, like, 7-8 hours a day.
Yeah.
You should really, take care of your body by getting a massage. And so I went for my first massage, and I remember thinking, like, people actually do this. Like, they give people massages? Like, I don't know, it just never occurred to me that that could be a job. And I asked the person, like, how did you end up doing this? And she's like, oh, I was a teacher. And then she told me her whole story, and I'm like, wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just decided, like, that's, I'm going to do that. So it would be just a cool side job, so.
Okay. Yeah. And you said you're gonna just try and take it here, like somewhere in Wisconsin or Madison mm-hmm. itself.
There's three different massage schools in the Madison area: Blue Sky, Lakeside, and East West. And I haven't figured out which one I'm gonna go to yet. Yeah. I should figure that out. But I'm taking a 3-week summer class right now, so mm-hmm. that's basically all my concentration.
Yeah. Now will that right finish now. Up your all your credits for your college career, or do you still have
I actually have 6 credits with the dance department.
Okay.
And that's partly why I decided to go to massage school also, because I have to be here for 6 more credits, and they have to be taken in the fall. Because with the dance department, everything goes, you have to take this class to take this class, this class to take this class.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was battling with all these, like, anorexia and all that stuff, I got off track because I was like, well, I don't know what I'm doing, da-da-da.
Yeah.
And so, I couldn't take this other class because I didn't take this class, so in order to stay in order, I have to take these 2 classes next fall. And so, since I had to be here in Madison, I decided, well, what should I do with the rest of my time? It's like, I could get a job, but, you know, I always wanted to do this, so why don't I just do them both at the same time?
Now, between the women's studies in the dance department, would you say that there was a department that you felt more at home with in terms of the people, you know, making friends, the professors, something, you know, a group of people that you felt, yeah, these people are my people?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I guess I would have to say the dance department is my home, just because I would literally go there at like 9 in the morning and like not leave until 7 at night. Like, I would be in the building. Like, we would joke, we all have like a refrigerator that people put their food in and a lounge, and we joked that it was our home away from home, but it really was, like, and so I think from just being in concerts with a lot of the girls, and, like, you're in a very vulnerable position when you're, like, dancing with someone, and mm-hmm. you just get really intimate with them, so I would have to say, like, the dance girls were my family.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird, like, thinking that, you know, I spent, like, every day, almost the whole day with them, mm-hmm. and, like, next year, second semester, I won't be with them at all.
Are any of them staying around at all?
Oh, yeah, but, like, I'll be moving on. But I did make some really, really good friendships with a lot of the girls. And the dance building also houses the IATEC majors. They're the Intro Arts and Technology. They kind of do, like, video dance. It's kind mm-hmm. of a new thing. I think Madison's, like, the first college to ever do it or whatever. But the guys, and, well, they're not all guys, some girls.
Yeah.
But mostly guys. They have to take some dance classes okay. with us in order to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made lots of friends with them. So a lot of the times the IATEC majors and the dance majors kind of just bond and form this like social group.
That's interesting. She says it's a relatively new thing then, the IATEC.
Right. It's been here ever since I was in college.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, it's not that new.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I would say 10 years at most.
Yeah. Maybe. And you mentioned that there are mostly guys. Would you say that most of the dancers are women?
Yes, we have 2 men dance majors, Jordan and Paul.
Yeah, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we do. I mean, we'll have like random guys in our classes.
Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah.
Not
so when these IATEC guys join in a dance class,
it's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. It adds for a little variety, especially for me. Being a woman's studies major and a dance major, I basically am with girls all day because a lot of the women's studies majors are all women.
Yeah.
I think in 2 of my women's studies classes, there was 1 boy.
Wow.
And the rest of them are all women. So just adds a little variety.
Yeah. So you said, do you think that most of your friends are... Would you say they're mostly dance people?
Probably,
like your inner circle?
Yeah. Even since high school, I think, like, it's not like I try to be like, oh, you're a dancer, you can be my friend, but I think you just have, like, a lot more in common with people that are more like you.
Yeah.
And when you're spending so much time doing something, like, a lot of times people don't understand, like, you can't go on a Friday because you have to get up at 9 for class, or think people don't just don't understand the life of a dancer.
Because
it's, I don't think it's like any other major or any other lifestyle. It's not like I could finish my homework and be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your life, kind of.
So what kind of assignments? I mean, would they ever give you outside assignments for dance?
Well, we have to write. We have to go to every single concert. And if you're in them, which basically almost, like, all my friends were, like, when me was, like, in every concert. So then you have to, like, during dress rehearsal, watch one of the pieces, and you have to write papers on all the pieces.
Okay.
We have to go to the Civic Center when they have dance events, and we have to write out on all those. So we write, like, a lot of reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, we practice, like, a lot of us get there, like, an hour early or 40 minutes early and, like, go over the combinations because if you don't know them, they can't really move on, and you just kind of get stuck in this place. So, I mean, practice out of class, and it sounds like we don't do a lot out of class. I'm trying to think of what else I can, but we really do, like, I feel like I have a lot of stuff to do.
Well, it sounds like you spend, I mean, like you were saying, it's your home away from home.
Yeah.
It sounds like you just spend a lot of time there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, another thing, too, is for credits.
Mm-hmm.
In the dance department, it's, like, for 3 credits, like, for a normal class, you go there for, like, 3 15-minute periods. But for 3 credits in the dance department, you go there for 2 hours 3 times a week. So it's, like, double the time for the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's more of, like, doing class.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not like you can...
It's, yeah. Well, it's, I think it's probably similar to, like, art, which is these studio classes, which are there for a few hours
right,
at a time.
Right. Kind of like a lab, but every class is a lab.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So what would a typical day be like for you then? Where are you involved with dance?
Okay. A typical day, like, I can tell you my schedule for Mondays on this past semester would be I would wake up and go to 9 o'clock to MCM, which is...
And what time would you wake up?
probably like 7:30. I'm a morning person.
Okay.
Yeah, and MCM, which is movement, composition, and meaning, and basically that was like a analyzing movement class, and that goes to 10:40, and then I would have a break until 1:20, and then I had modern technique, and then till 3, and then from 3:30 to 5:10. I had repertory, which is like, preparing for the faculty concert.
Okay.
And then from 7:30 to 9, from 7 to 9:30, I had a women's studies class because you can't fit them in during the day because the dance classes fill up your whole days.
Wow.
So, and then on like a Tuesday, I would wake up and go work out at the surf, and then at 11 to 12:40, I had ballet, and then from 3:30 to 5:10, I had composition class, which is like choreographing, like learning how to choreograph dance pieces, and then from 7 to 9:30, we had dance history, which is like learning about different famous people in dance history.
Wow.
And then Wednesday would be the same as Monday, except not the class at the end, and Thursday is the same as Tuesday, and then Friday I had a morning ballet class, and then modern.
No kidding.
And those aren't including like rehearsals, which are used. There's always like rehearsals.
So repertory is just like a normal class,
mm-hmm.
but then you have additional rehearsal.
Right. Well, because there's the student concert, like that's just for the faculty concert is repertory counts for, but there's also like the student concert and seniors honors concerts, which are like seniors like plan their own concerts, and then, you know, it just adds up.
I imagine. So, you started your major with dance your sophomore year?
My freshman year. I always wanted to major in dance, but I always wanted to do, like, I was started with education. Like I didn't think that was going to be my main major. I thought that was going to be, like, I was like, oh, dance, going to be easy major, do something else, you know, like, this will just be my side thing, and it ended up not being that way at all.
So now, with all the classes that you, say, like, this past semester,
uh-huh.
could, I mean, were you, like, taking as many classes as you could, or were you pretty much taking what you had to fulfill your major?
The only thing that I took extra was ballet, because you only need 4 credits of ballet.
Okay.
To graduate, which is not very hard. Like, that's only a year.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, a year.
So, like, 2 semesters.
And I just think ballet is so important. Like,
mm-hmm.
And they obviously don't, because they don't require it, but that I just have always wanted to take 3 credits a semester all through college.
Cause you've taken it every year then?
Right.
Okay. And then you said with your anorexia, I mean, that took out a chunk of your time. I mean, did you miss a lot of class?
I actually didn't miss any. My mom actually came up and like had to get me ready. Like, she helped, but
okay.
I started getting better at the same time. Like, it was like the middle of the semester, so I kind of had to like just push through or drop out.
Yeah.
And like, I'm a real pusher.
Mm-hmm.
So like, with the help of my mom and like some friends and everything,
How long did your mom stay?
Probably a month.
Okay. And where did she stay? She stayed
here
in your apartment.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't live in this apartment, but.
Yeah. Wow. And then you said, so you're in Minneapolis in your sophomore year?
Yeah. Not for the whole year. It was like, I went there because my sister was going to law school there in Twin Cities. So I lived with her that summer or whatever.
Okay, so it was for a summer.
Yeah.
Okay. I was interested in, like, your social life, when you actually have a social life outside of your classes.
Uh-huh.
What would you typically do, or how much time would you even have, like on a Friday night or on the weekends, to do something not related to classes?
Well, honestly, like, concerts pretty much fill almost every weekend. Like, either I'm in one or I'm going to one.
Wow.
So a lot of times, one night at least. Like, if I'm going to a concert, it's taken up. Like, Friday night or... And you can't go on Thursday nights because Friday morning is ballet and it just doesn't mix. A lot of times, I would do something, like, one night a week. And I didn't really do the bar scene just because it never really interested me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. basically, a lot... I'm trying to think. Because now I'm starting to go to the bars now that I graduate, so I'm trying to even think what I did before.
Well, when did you turn 21, though? I mean, because that's also, I don't know how much they card, but...
I didn't turn 21 until last summer.
Yeah.
So, and I had my sister had given me hers, so I would have had a fake.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I never felt...
Yeah. Did you ever use it?
I used it once.
Did you? Were you nervous?
Yeah. They didn't even really look, though.
Yeah.
So
do they card much around here, do you know?
Or? I think they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually, I'm pretty positive. It's pretty strict unless you go, like, a little further off campus.
Yeah. So, like, maybe off State Street.
Or even, like, there's, I don't know if I should name these bars.
The ones you can get into.
But there's places, but they're a little farther away.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of times all last year I had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So we would do stuff. And a lot of, like, dinners and, like, renting movies.
Mm-hmm. Really. Where do you go out to eat?
Like, Thai restaurants. Like, there's a, I'm trying to think of it. We went to it, like, all the time. They just moved. Siam Square.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, like, right down Broome or something like that, and now they just moved. We went there a lot, and just all over. I'm trying to... I don't remember what they were called, but they were really nice.
So once you would frequent...
Yeah, like, a lot of... Even, like, off-campus places or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times, my social life... And this sounds dorky, and I sound like a dork. But, like, was working out. Like some of my best friends, like... Just for instance, when you were talking, like, my friend called, and we're going to go on a walk tonight, and then this girl's going to dye, other girl's going to dye my hair. So a lot of, like, walks, like, dumb stuff like that, or...
Do you think that's unusual for...
I think I'm very unusual.
Yeah.
But, because even my friends that'll do that kind of stuff with me also are more into the party scene than I am, but I've just always... No. I think I am one of a kind.
Yeah. Do you ever feel pressure, like, to drink or to do drugs or to do more partying, to not, like, go to the... I mean, have you ever felt pressured by your friends, like, oh, you know, you're so lame, mm-hmm. or...
Not really. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I wished I could be more like them and do that kind of stuff, but every time, like, I've been to house parties before, and I just thought they were lame.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I didn't think they were fun, and I've never, like, I'll drink, but I just really never felt the need to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm really good at listening to my body, and I think that comes from dance. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I feel like I've had enough, like, mm-hmm. my body, I'll just say I don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just don't drink anymore, and I won't. And I don't know, like, I think a lot of people respect me for that. Like, and... almost all my friends, and actually, because I'm, like, looking for someone, like, for a boyfriend or whatever, and, like, I've been on lots of first dates, and it's really frustrating, because, like, that's one requirement I have, is that they don't smoke pot, and, yeah. like, I really just haven't found anyone yet.
Really?
Which is really frustrating, considering, like, so many guys on campus, and not one does, but I've just never had interest.
Yeah.
So.
What percentage would you say do pot? I mean, just, like...
I would say basically everyone I know.
Really?
Like, I think I know one guy that doesn't.
No kidding. Wow.
And it could be just because I'm more... Probably a lot of my friends are a little more in the arts. I don't know, but not completely. No, actually.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. Let me think what else here. Actually, one thing, I did want to go back to just dance just one more time. What I was interested in was, what about people who want to go professional in dance? Or had you ever considered that you want to be a dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you ever felt encouraged or discouraged by the professors?
Well, I think all the tenured faculty really actually, like, encourage it. Like, a lot of the professors treat you like you're going to go professional. Like, this is, like, we're helping you do this so that you can do that. Like, and I know a lot of people do want to go professional, but I think I've had an advantage over everyone because I've studied at different places. Like, I studied in Milwaukee for a while, for one whole summer, and then when I studied in Minneapolis, and I just saw, like, and I actually was a dancer at Six Flags, this past summer, and, just actually being in the scene,
yeah.
it's really, I don't think these girls really know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Because it's, I feel like we're really a family in our dance department.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're so close, and I wouldn't even say we're that competitive, like, we're really, like, encouraging to each other, and everything's really positive, and you can do it, whatever, that it's going to be a real shock to, like, go out there in the real world and see that a lot of people are way better than, like, you're never, like, if we are the best at Madison, it doesn't matter, because there's a lot of other bests out there, and...
Yeah.
I think that the faculty, though, has been very positive in that sense. But I also think the girls are in for a big shock once they get out of Madison and try to do anything.
So do you think that seeing other people that are better is the main issue? Do you see it? I mean, you were also talking about, like, here it's like a family. We just say that when you encountered other dancers... Did you feel comfortable with them?
Uh-huh. I feel that I've never... I don't think that they'll ever experience what we experienced, honestly. Like, because I think that Madison is unique in the fact that we are very... I don't know, like, mm-hmm. just encourage... not that other places aren't encouraging, but it's mm-hmm. just... It's more cutthroat and... People work, I mean, not that we don't work hard, we work really, really, really hard, but I don't know. It's just gonna be a shock.
Yeah.
To see them.
Yeah.
Because these people, they don't have lives, like, at all. And I think that even though we're all dancers here or whatever, mm-hmm. I think a lot of us had a little more balance in our life than professional dancers do. You basically have to give up a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to give up everything.
Mm-hmm.
You really do in order to make it.
So. Do you know anybody who's planning on going professional? Gonna try, like...
Almost all the girls I danced with.
Really?
Are...
So how many would that be?
Well, my graduating class with dance was 5 girls.
Yeah.
So I'm the only one that's not pursuing it. And I think it's just because I already have.
Yeah.
And it's not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish it was, but I just can't give up that much. Like, I can't. And a big thing for me was, like, the eating thing. It just, whenever I'm like, oh, I'm going to be a professional dancer, I just start, like, getting really, like, oh, I can't eat this. Or, I don't know, more critical of myself than when I'm just like, oh, I'm just going to dance for fun. So.
Sure. So, actually, I wanted to move on to your housing experience on campus.
Okay.
Now, obviously, right now you're living in an apartment. Now, what, I'm not even familiar, what is the UW policy on housing? Do you have to live in a dorm at some point?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
But just because housing is so, or the university is so overcrowded with people that I don't even think it would be possible for all the freshmen to live in the dorms. It would just be too many people. Because I know even my freshman year, people were living in the den because there wasn't enough rooms.
So the den as in?
Like, the common area.
Oh.
Like, they, like, made it into a room for, like, 4 people because there wasn't enough rooms for people to, like, live in the dorms, so.
So did you ever live in a dorm?
I lived in the dorms for the first 2 years.
Okay. And where did you live?
I lived in Sowery both years. First year I lived in Sowery B. And then the second year, I lived in Sillery A.
What's the difference?
Doesn't not a difference.
No.
I think it, my freshman year, there was a difference because Sillery B was non-smoking and Sillery A was smoking.
Mm.
So I was in the non-smoking. And then my sophomore year, they switched everything so that every dorm was non-smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in Sillery A.
Okay. And what was that experience like?
Because
they're pretty, they're kind of like high-rise
kind
of dorm things,
Well, my freshman year, I had 2 separate roommates. My first roommate, she was in the Army or whatever, and we got along really well. And then I got a letter that I was having a new roommate for the second semester. She didn't even tell me that she was moving out.
Wow.
So that was kind of shock. And then I lived with this other girl. And then my sophomore year, I decided to get a single.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. And I don't think you can do that anymore. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I think you can do it in Lakeshore, but I don't think you can do it in Southeast dorms.
Okay.
Which is where I lived. My sophomore year, I had my own room. Dorms was nice for me in the fact that, like, for my sophomore year, I was, like, in the marching band.
Mm-hmm.
So just going to class all day, like, dance class, and then going to marching band, it was kind of nice to have the eating place.
Yeah.
Like, just meals made. Like, I could just go in and, like, get a meal or whatever, and
I
didn't have to make anything. I also don't have to clean your bathroom. Like, all you have to clean is your room.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, it was...
So you have a bathroom in your room?
No.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There's a
down
common.
The hall.
Right.
Okay.
But you didn't have to, like, it wasn't as much work as, like, per se living in an apartment would be.
Right.
It's kind of annoying in the fact that obviously there are freshmen and sophomores living there,
mm-hmm.
and they're really immature, and a lot of times they get drunk, completely drunk, like past like normal drunk, and just get very obnoxious, and it's hard to get sleep sometimes because it was so loud or whatever.
How were you just allowed, or did the university just assign you roommates? Like, you did you have any say in what kind of person?
You could.
Yeah.
You could choose, like, you could say what roommate you wanted, or you just get a random one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that they didn't ask me any questions. It was completely random.
So, like, your freshman year, then?
Both my roommates were completely random.
Wow. But you said you had a fairly decent experience.
Yeah.
No major blow-ups or...
No. Okay. Actually, like, neither of them I got in a fight with, but neither of them would I, like, call up right now and be like, hey, what's up?
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
So then you decided to move off campus your junior year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what was that experience like, looking for an apartment?
I actually didn't even, like, have to look for an apartment because my friend that I had made my freshman year, she lived in the Roundhouse, which is where I live now,
mm-hmm.
Our sophomore year, because she felt like she was totally ready to move to an apartment. And she just raved about it, like, all the time. It's so easy to go to class because it's so a central location, you know.
Yeah.
It's so nice, blah, blah, blah. It's so nice. It's so nice. And so I actually, the other girl, I was like, oh, I want to live in the Roundhouse. And my roommate or whatever, I told her that. And she's like, okay. And we, like, looked at a couple in here and
mm-hmm.
just chose that. Like, this is the only place we looked at.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know.
Do they always have openings, or was it pretty easy just to...
Well, since Kate-Ed wanted me to live here, you know, since she lived here.
Oh.
And another reason was, too, it was because we always, like, worked out together.
Yeah.
And it was kind of annoying, like, for me to, like, walk all the way over just so we could, like, work out, or... I don't know, and, like, this way, like, she could just go down a couple flights of stairs and I could go up. We'd be like, hey, let's go, and then we'd be together already.
Yeah.
So she knew that, when the day was that you can start looking, or
mm-hmm.
so we came like that exact day, like right in the morning,
yeah.
so that we'd have first pick of whichever one was open in here.
So is there like a main landlord who handles everything here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you had any trouble with them? I know a lot of people on campus have trouble with their landlords.
I don't know. I've actually, like, they're not that bad. The only thing that really annoys me, for this year at least, is, like, my refrigerator is from the 70s, and you have to defrost it all the time. So I'll buy, and I like to, like, a lot of my food is, like, produce.
Yeah.
So if it freezes, it's, like, bad. Like, what am I going to do with, like, frozen strawberries? Or,
yeah.
I mean, you can do stuff, but it's just really annoying, and I keep complaining, and I'm like, oh, you just have to defrost it, and, like, they should just give me a refrigerator. And, like, maybe I'm being greedy, but, like, they're really actually pretty good about, if I tell them my things need to be fixed or whatever, they'll get it fixed. I haven't had that much of a trouble with them.
Yeah, and when you've stayed here both years. So,
right.
Yeah. Now, in terms of financing, now, how much or how little have your parents helped you with just overall college,
mm-hmm.
financing education, your apartment, going out?
Well, I was, like, completely lucky.
Yeah.
Then my parents actually paid for all my college. So all my college, like, I won't have any loans or anything.
No.
And they also gave me an allowance so that I basically have, like, a lump sum of money.
Okay.
And then I have to, like, figure everything out. Like, how am I going to pay for housing, parking, food, going out? Like, I have to figure out how to take the money that they gave me and make it work.
And how much, do you mind if I ask, how much do they give you? Is it per month?
It's per month, yeah.
Okay.
Last year they gave me $1,000, and this year they gave me $1,200.
Yeah. And how do you feel that you are able to manage dealing with that amount and budgeting it? And
well, I think it's been more than enough. Like, it's been, I always have, like, extra money at the end, but dance classes are also really expensive,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the times I don't just go to dance at the university because I'm even a bigger dork than myself. I went to dance at studios around town.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
And, like, this past semester, it was the first semester I never did my whole year of college just because I didn't have any time.
So where would you go?
I went to Westside Performing Arts, WSPA.
Okay.
They have really good jazz. And I also went to Ballet Madison for ballet. And for a while, I went to Jazz Works. They also have a jazz company or whatever, but I stopped going my junior year there. So
you have a car, it sounds like, then?
I do, starting last year.
Oh, okay. So how would you...
Is it this year? Starting this year.
Really? So how would you get to these classes that were...
I would drive... Oh, last year? Oh, actually, all the years, I had to take the bus. And WSPA is a 45-minute bus ride.
Wow.
And I went, like, three times a week. I'm not even kidding.
I'm impressed.
I know. I was totally dedicated. Now looking back, now that I have a car, I'm like, what was I thinking? Like, but I would just bring my homework on the bus, and I would get a lot of homework done, you know, and just read what I had to read and get there, you know, 45 minutes later and then take a 45. But what sucked is getting there was usually pretty okay. Like, I didn't have to wait that much long for class. But, like, the buses home weren't always, like, when class was over. Like, you can't plan that.
Oh, right.
So a lot of times I just have to sit and wait for the bus, which sucked when it was colder. But
wow. So you would take class sometimes 3 times a week?
Not sometimes. Pretty much always. Every week, 3 times a week. 45-minute bus ride.
My goodness. So then you said you also did marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you fit that in?
See, that's why I think when you ask, like, when you have a social life, what do you do? And, like, I really don't feel like I'm a dork, though, because I have tons of friends. Like, I can't go anywhere, like, without seeing mm-hmm. someone I know. But I really didn't have any time, like, because I basically, like, had no life. Like, I was so busy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how often is marching band?
It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 3 to 5. I think. Or no, 3:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I only did that my sophomore year.
Oh, okay.
And then Saturday mornings on game days, we have to get there at 7.
Wow. And then are you there pretty much the whole day?
Mm-hmm. Then we have practice in the morning. And I'm pretty sure there's like an hour or something, sometimes not even, that you could go home, take a shower, get in your uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to be back to Union South. They like play a little game concert, and then it was pretty much all day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you play?
Saxophone.
And have you played that for a long time?
Yeah, I started playing in 3rd grade.
Wow. Do you still keep it up?
No.
Really?
I haven't played since I quit.
No kidding. So why did you quit?
I really really disliked marching band a lot.
Really?
Not so much. I liked like performing and but I didn't like the people I was with at all.
Hmm.
It's kind of like a crowd. You're either like them or not like them.
Yeah.
And since I was a saxophone, which is kind of like elite group, there's tons of trumpets, there's tons of trombones, but only 14 saxophones make it, and like 50 try out. Sometimes even more.
So how many like trumpets would make it?
Oh, like there's 250 in the band, and I would say like 100 trumpets. Maybe less than maybe like 70 or 80, but it's huge.
Okay.
Like, I think the band actually might be more than 250. Maybe I just made that up.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact that there's only 14 saxophones.
Okay.
And, like, not to concede or anything, but they're known to be, like, the best marchers or something, because really you can't hear a saxophone. The only reason they're there is because they're, like, good marchers. Like, I don't know. Have you ever gone to a game before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Because the Madison marching band isn't like any other marching band. Like, we didn't try out with our instruments until the last day. Like, okay. it's not anything to do with what you can play. Mm-hmm. They, like, do this high step march.
Okay.
Should I show it to you?
Sure.
You won't be able to see it. No, but it's, like, this the whole time.
Okay, so it's, like, really high. Your thigh is parallel
to the ground. Okay. So it's very aerobic. Like, even we've had trials with our instruments, it was to see, like, how long we can hold them above our heads.
Wow.
Like, basically everyone that's in there is, like, pretty buff.
So how many tryouts would you have, then?
It was a whole day. It was, like, the week of hell. That's what they call it, Hell Week. And, so I guess since it was so hard to make it, they were really cliquey. Like, they were all best friends. Like, they thought they were the greatest. And for me, like, because I did it my sophomore year, I already had made friends my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, like, they always wanted to do stuff together, and I just didn't feel the need to, like, hang out with them all the time since I was at practice with them every day. And
yeah.
I don't know. I really just liked feeling pressured to, like, hang out with people I didn't want to hang out with. So.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously you're really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know something that's an issue for a lot of college students is just staying on top of current events. And I just wanted to ask you, mm-hmm. since it's, I mean, obviously a really current event, it's just September 11th, mm-hmm. and just, did you find that affected you much? Did you hear about it right away? Mm-hmm. Did you, you know, did you even know what to think?
I actually heard about it in class. Like, I didn't even know until I went to class and my teacher brought it up. I was like, oh. And I think me, along with a lot of other college students, wasn't completely affected by it, mm-hmm. just because it was so distant. Like, I mean, living in Wisconsin, like, what are they going to bomb? Like, mm-hmm. our capital? I mean, they could, but probably not. And so since it was so distant, and since really I don't have any connection to current events, like, I never watch TV. I, like, listen to the radio, but that's probably yeah. the only thing. I don't read the newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents tell me about the news sometimes, because obviously my dad's really into that, working for the AP, but
sure.
I really just don't have interest in keeping up with that. So since it was so distant, like, I almost feel like I forget it all the time until someone brings it up.
Hmm.
And, like, that's, I mean, I really, that's kind of sad or whatever, but I also feel like it might even just be a coping mechanism, just not to think about it or mm-hmm. whatever.
Do you think your friends feel similarly?
I think so. I think just living so far away, it's hard for us mm-hmm. to be affected by something like that.
Did you know anybody who was actually personally affected, like they knew somebody or...?
Two of my teachers are from New York, and one of my teachers was actually... She taught second semester. She was in New York. And she actually saw the whole thing, and she was super affected.
I'm sure.
She talked to us about it. And then my other teacher knew people. And then my friend that actually got me in this building, she was working right next to the towers all summer, and she just got back, like, in,
wow.
you know, August or September for school. So, like, if she would have been working, she would have been... So... I mean, those things should have made me feel more mm-hmm. affected, but they still haven't.
Yeah.
And I think a thing about September 11th, and I don't know if this is even good saying it, but whatever, but, I mean, that happened, like, things like this happen all the time in other countries. Mm-hmm. And I almost feel like we're starting to, like, be able to feel, like, what it's like to be one of them. Because we... Our country
yeah.
has done that to so many other countries, and, you know, civilians have died, and, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about these things much in your classes?
The day that we had, that we found out, we talked about it in class, and then my dance teachers continually talk about it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
And moving on just a little bit further, what is your, or what has been your experience with just the general administration of UW? I mean, it's kind of a broad topic,
uh-huh.
but it's interesting to me. Just, you know, it's a huge university,
uh-huh.
and, you know, you could obviously spend your 4 years here, or however many years you spend here, never having to deal with them, certainly individually,
uh-huh.
Or even on a slightly larger scale than that, but. You could continue not even knowing who they are, what their names are. But have you ever had to deal with any administrator, or do you have any specific feelings about just the goings on?
Mm-hmm. As an administrator, would you say like a dean or?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty broad. I'm not thinking of, you know, any
okay.
specific subset, but certainly deans and, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, for instance, last year, our dean, his name's Charles Breed for Education, mm-hmm. which is what dance is under.
Okay.
He was very helpful in the fact that they were trying to fire Douglas Rosenberg, who's a really, I mean, well-known video artist. And he's Li Xiaoping's husband,
mm.
and I don't know, like, a lot of us were really angry with that, because he's an excellent teacher and well-known, and we went to the dean, and he was really helpful in making sure that they didn't.
So why were they going to fire him?
It's very political in the dance departments, like, kind of, like, who, the people that have tenure are very, know. If they don't like someone, they like try to get the love.
Have you seen this happen before? Really?
Yeah.
Have they been successful or?
No. And I think it's because of students. But they try.
Wow.
Well, actually, I've seen it with our ballet professors. That's why I've had, in the 4 years that I've been here, I had 4 different ballet professors. So.
No kidding.
But, so I don't know, I've pretty much a positive experience. The only negative experience I think I've had with administration is when I was trying to switch majors all those times. Like, I kept getting the runaround. It was so much, it took me like a whole day once, I think, to switch to dietetics, because I had to get this person to sign this, and da-da-da-da, like, I was running from building to building, which is, I mean, I don't think it should be that hard to switch.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it was pretty, I don't know, I don't think I really dealt with them that much, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty huge university.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you're going back to the politics of your department.
Uh-huh.
Would you say that those politics ever really affected the professor-student relationships in the dance department? Knowing, you know, students knowing that the stuff goes on and kind of uh-huh. feeling the effects, like certain teachers, you know,
uh-huh.
being asked to leave.
I think there's a lot of, for students, there's a lot of butt-kissing and, like, not feeling like it's okay to, like, really voice your opinion. And, like, I did because I really thought that Doug should stay or whatever, and then more people. But a lot of it, the fighting was underground just because the department's so small and the people with tenure, I think there's, like, 3 professors with tenure.
Okay.
Or 4. So those people, like, you have class with them, like, almost every semester.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to rock the boat at all.
Yeah. So how many people are in the dance? Like,
our department's probably like 60 people.
Okay.
Maybe.
And most of those people come back, like they're majors or they, you know, would have multiple classes with these professors such that they wouldn't want to rock the boat.
Right.
Does Li Chaoping have tenure?
Mm-hmm.
She does. So it was her husband, though, that was.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
So what was her role in all this? Do you even know? Or?
Well, Li Chaoping actually got in an accident 2 years ago, maybe. And so she wasn't dancing for a while, and she actually, then she got pregnant and she just had a baby.
Yeah.
So last year she wasn't even at the, she wasn't even teaching.
Yeah.
She didn't start teaching until this year again. I think she taught my freshman year and then last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or this past year.
I mean. So she was kind of not even
She was
around.
Absent when all this was going on.
Yeah.
Because she just had a baby.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Which is part of the reason I think they decided that that would be a good time because she wasn't there.
Yeah. Do you think they're still trying in a way?
No, I think they gave up on that. They're trying some other people now.
So is he now up for tenure?
I don't know.
Or is he just, I guess they call him, are they assistant professors when they're not?
I don't know. I think he might have gotten, like, I don't know if they do it, like, 3 more years.
Okay.
If they do it that way. I don't even,
yeah,
I want to say that he just got hired for 3 more years. I don't think it's tenure, though. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know. So what I say could be wrong.
Yeah. Now, you were also saying, actually, when we first started talking, that things are changing in terms of.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What
it's totally revamping.
So what are they changing?
Well, I know a lot of people have been complaining just about all those fundamental classes. Like, why do we have to take this?
Right.
And I think the emphasis used to be, like, because Madison's actually the first dance department ever.
Right.
Like, in any other university. Like, we were the first department with the university. And I think they're trying to, like, stick to Margaret Dobler, who's the person that started it. Well, she was trying to create the thinking dancer.
Right.
And they wanted to keep that, like, to keep us a little different from other departments. Like, we're more thinking about our movement. But
right.
I think since, like, there's so many students are, like, not wanting that anymore,
mm-hmm.
that it's almost ridiculous because the professors actually, I don't think, really want to teach that. Because the last professor that was really into that, like, she taught all that stuff, she just retired this year.
Okay.
So, like, if someone's going to teach those classes anyways, they need to get a new professor to teach mm-hmm. a lot of those classes. And so it's almost like the teachers don't want to teach that stuff. The students don't want to learn it. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd rather be dancing. Why don't you, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think they're taking a lot of all of the students' criticisms and the teachers' criticisms into consideration to make a more, not conservatory, but more dance-related instrument. That makes any sense. Like,
so more emphasis on technique.
Physical, yeah, it's more technique-based.
Yeah. So yeah. Is it your understanding that they've had these, like, thinking classes ever since Dobler?
Oh, I'm positive, really? Actually. Because I did a report on Dobler, and okay. as I was reading, like, the through the history or whatever, it's interesting to see that students were saying the same things that we were, like, today. Like, they would get frustrated lying on the floor for so long or doing this. Wow. And I was like, oh, we're frustrated with that, too.
So even in the beginning, they were frustrated.
Yeah, actually.
Wow. So are you taught a lot about the history? Are you required, essentially, to learn about the history of this dance department?
Yeah, to be a major. Like, I actually didn't even learn that much about the history until this past year, because I had dance history and in movement, composition, and meeting. We did a lot of dance history stuff. But, so at 3 of my 4 years, I didn't know the history at all. Hmm. But in order to graduate, like, by the time you're out, you'll know
yeah.
a lot of history.
Yeah. So when you were doing your report on Dobler, and, you know, they had the students who were complaining, did, at any point, well, I don't know how easy this would be, but to find out what those students think now of those classes that they had to take and they hated so much.
Uh-huh.
Did you come across any of that? Or
like, now that they're older?
Right, right.
There is only one.
I just wanted to talk about, so you're going to massage school for a year, and then you had also mentioned when we first met just that you were interested in going to grad school
mm-hmm.
and for women's studies. And so, I mean, it's early, I know,
uh-huh.
and, you know, and certainly you got time, but so what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm actually, after my summer class, then I'm going to find out about massage school and register for that, and then I'm going to take the GRE and study, and
okay.
I have two, like, Kaplan book, and I don't know what the other one's called, and study it for the GRE, and I either want to go to NYU or
okay.
Widener. It's, like, in Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I guess it's by Philadelphia or whatever, and both of them have health science degrees, but in those health science degrees, they have a degree called sexology. It sounds really funny.
is this a new area? Or is it?
I don't know. It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's basically like what I'm looking for, which is like talking about gender and like sex and like relationships
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, which I like dealing with even like rape and all that stuff
sure.
too, which I'm really interested in. And I think that I probably want to, like, get my graduate degree in that so I could, like, teach at a junior college maybe or something.
Hmm.
That kind of stuff. I don't even know what I want to do. I'm
yeah.
just really interested in this. So.
Yeah, so in a way, I mean, if you're interested in, like, teaching at a junior college, it kind of comes back around to your original interest
right.
in education.
Right, which part of the reason, I mean, some of it was because I wasn't happy with the way the university taught education and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it, too, is I kind of... I'm a real motivated person,
mm-hmm.
and I want to be with people that are also motivated. Like, I don't know how I'd feel teaching people that didn't want to be there.
Hmm.
I suppose, like, that's how all teachers feel if they want to teach people
yeah.
they want to be there. But I think if you're in a college or a junior college setting, like, these people are paying to go
mm-hmm.
to school,
mm-hmm.
and they're more adult-like, and they're not going to mess around. It's,
mm-hmm.
Whereas I think in a grade school or high school or... It's more like you just have to be there, and I don't want to be with people that feel like they have to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be, like, able to say in the beginning of class, if you don't want to be here, then don't take the class.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with your dance now that you're done?
I don't know.
I mean, you have a few more credits,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I feel like I've done all I've wanted. Like, dancing at Great America at Six Flags or whatever was... so much fun, and I feel like that was basically like what I wanted to do, like
mm.
is to do something in front of everyone. Honestly, I would really like to keep up pursuing it,
mm-hmm.
but realistically, I don't know. I think I'll probably just keep taking like 3 or 4 dance classes a week or something, just mm-hmm. on the side, and just be less serious about it and always. But I don't think I'll ever like stop dancing. Like I'll think I'll be one of those like 80-year-old people in ballet class, just because I think that it's a really holistic, I don't know, way to take care of your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we'll end up there.
All right.
That was really nice talking to you.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best of luck.